Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
For some years now, John Ruddy has been creating maps. He's done parts of Dublin, and over time this has grown into one grand project, what he calls a ridiculously detailed map of Dublin. John, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. How are we doing?
Why did you start doing this?
Insanity? No, not actually. Originally, I've always been drawing maps my whole life, and looking back, I've realised just how obsessed of them I've been. But its origins come back to the Five Lamps Arts Festival, where I was working with Roisin Lonergan as an actor, and she knew that I did YouTube history videos, Manny Mandel's history, and she was like, John, you can draw. Do you do maps? And I was like, I do maps. And so we started by mapping the North Wall to celebrate the 300th anniversary of that. And in mapping it, I took the genius idea of drawing every single building there. And of course, North Wall is a forever changing landscape right now. So I was researching all the different buildings of the future too. And from there, I just grew to doing Sean McDermott Street. And there was a whole Bram Stoker map and Croke Park and Dublin Port and on until now. I've just gotten to a point where I've been looking at the rest of Dublin and going, I really want to do everything between the Royal Canal and Grand Canal. Like, I've been obsessed with the old maps of Dublin since I went to college in St. Pat's in Drumcondra. And like looking at the old maps of like John Speed or John Rock or John Cook. And so I was like, well, my name's John. I should make a map of Dublin too. Just seeing the kind of forever changing landscape of it. There's a brilliant book in the 80s about Wood Quay. There was beautiful illustrations in that of the same place but changing over time. And it just captured my imagination. So I've always been fascinated with it. And it's been a wonderful experience. Now, I had the weirdest experience actually walking up here today because I was walking from North Strand down through East Wall. And I've just finished drawing East Wall. And I was like, I know what the tops of all of these buildings look like. And I was like seeing these little kinks in people's roofs and stuff and going, I've drawn this. Oh my God. It is ridiculously detailed. Part of me slightly regrets it, but at the same time, I look at the finished, well, it's not finished. That's partially why we're here. Looking at what I've done so far, and I'm so proud of what it is.
And the ridiculously detailed part of it, I assume you're not kind of floating over Dublin in a hot air balloon with your pen.
A lot of it is thanks to Google Earth, which has a full 3D rotatable 3D model online. So that's been a great help. But as I said, the landscape of Dublin is forever evolving, and that model isn't entirely up to date either. So like, there's quite a lot of the high-rise apartments being put up over by Houston Station and East Wall and all over that I've then been having to go and research, because sometimes on Google Earth I'll see just this big kind of flat plot of land with a little bit of construction. I was like, I bet you they're halfway finished that now. And so then I have to go into the architecture websites and kind of work out what it's going to look like to have it as roughly future-proof as possible. But sure, it's always going to be changing.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it must be difficult to keep up with all that.
Yeah, like as I was walking up North Strand, I saw a building that wasn't on my map. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to change that one. But I am, ultimately, when I finish it, like I'll draw a line under it going, right, this is 2026 or, you know, when hopefully I'm hoping to get it finished before the end of the year. I have been working on it. So the big push for a lot of the bulk of the work has been over the last year now. But on and off, this has been growing for the last like 7 years.
Yeah. And so how much do you have left to do?
So, as I said, the scope is looking to go from the Royal Canal to the Grand Canal and from Dublin Port to the Phoenix Park. And so I've got pretty much all of the city centre done. Down around the Grand Canal now, I need to do a lot down there, kind of Balls Bridge and then on over like by the Aviva and whatnot. And then on the south side, well, I've done over as far as Guinness Storehouse and then on over to the... soon to be coming Children's Hospital. any day now. Any day now.
Yeah.
And then I've started into the zoo. So just, and it's amazing because there's certain little corners of Dublin that I don't know either, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So I'm getting to learn a lot myself.
Yeah, but it's an odd thing because, as we said before you came in here, you actually live in Letterkenny.
Yes.
You don't live in Dublin, but you may well know the centre of Dublin better than most people who live here.
Yeah, as I was saying, I was like, well, sure, James Joyce wrote Ulysses when he was in Italy, so I think he wrote letters to his brother going, can you time how long it takes to get from here to here? But not that I'm comparing myself to James Joyce. So I've been working away in my lovely 100 and nearly 200 year old farm cottage that we spent a year and a half renovating, and working on this in a shed on a drawing tablet.
Yeah.
And ultimately we'll have this wonderful map of Dublin.
When it's finished then,
yes.
In your mind's eye, or try to describe to us, what it'll look like. How big will it be? Is it going to be hung up something?
Yes. Well, the what my hopeful plans were, we're still kind of formulating a lot of things. If any publishers are interested in this, please get involved in touch. We're hoping to have it as a print in like an A3 size. It's cool. A2 size, it's really cool. It can blow up all the way to about like 8 meters across. I've been drawing it at really high detail. So hopefully my vision would to have it on like the gable end of a building somewhere, printed on metal, and have it as a really cool feature, because it's fascinating to look at all in one piece. Like, one thing is looking at it in sections as you're scrolling through it on a screen, but actually seeing it all there is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just like maps.
Yeah, no, you do, yeah. But if it's projected up to, you know, a size that does it justice, like, people can come along and go, there's my house.
Exactly. Kind of thing. I have literally drawn people's back garden sheds. Yeah. You know, like people sitting there going, oh God, he drew the hole in our roof. Oh my God. But, you know, like, it's that detailed. I've drawn a lot of trampolines, a lot of dog kennels, a lot of all of those air conditioner units up on top of all the buildings. I've gotten very familiar with the infrastructures on the tops of buildings.
And have you had to change anything, go back and change anything? Has anyone got a contact and says, look, we've the decking in now, will you go back and put that in?
Well, I mean, I won't be taking those kind of requests. Now, in the future, though, another idea, what I had, remember how years ago you had people going around taking aerial photographs of everywhere and selling on the photographs to people? I would love to be able to have customizable sections of the map that people could order from me, and I could maybe even color in their house.
Yeah.
But no, the ultimate goal as well is having it as prints, having it as a jigsaw. Hopefully, I think it would be a really cool, intricate jigsaw, and also a coloring book. So that would be really cool.
That sounds tremendous. And how many years have you been working on this?
As I say, seven.
Yeah.
We're kind of at a point now where, so there's been bits of it that have been funded through the Five Lamps Arts Festival, but we've kind of gotten to a point now where we've slightly ran out. The project grew kind of larger than its scope, so we are looking for donations, and we do have a PayPal link where you can donate, and 10% of all donations go to Dublin Science Community, and anybody who does €10 plus will get a little limited edition progress print sent out to them.
Okay, fantastic. Very John, exciting. Thanks a million
Thank
for coming
so
in
much.
To tell us about that. So look out for the jigsaw and the book and the huge projection on the side of the building. That was John Ruddy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.